Marco Rubio and his Democratic challenger Patrick Murphy met for their first and only debate night before last in Orlando, and the claims were flying. WSF's Steve Newborn ran a few of them by Josh Gillen of PolitiFact, Florida.
After a campaign that seemingly has lasted years, the two main candidates for U.S. Senate finally met for a debate. The match in Orlando between incumbent Republican Marco Rubio and Democratic challenger Patrick Murphy revolved around a lot of allegations, and mostly about how little each other has accomplished while in office.
I got my license in 2009. I'm actually one of nine CPAs in the House of Representatives right now.
He does not have a single signature achievement in his entire 4 years in the United States Congress.
Will you join me tonight in signing a six-year pledge that you are committed to serving this job and not going to seek higher office?
I'm going to serve 6 years in the United States Senate, God willing, and I'm looking forward to it.
That's just a microcosm of some of the comments from their first debate. So to check in on the veracity of those claims, let's check in with Josh Gillen of PolitiFact Florida. Hey, Josh.
Hi, Steve.
All right, Josh, let's do a little lightning round of fact-checking here. First up, Patrick Murphy says, I got my start as an auditor and CPA. Now, Josh, there's been a lot of press about him supposedly padding his resume. So what's the facts on this one?
You know, the basic facts of Murphy's resume there is that, you know, he was an auditor and he was licensed as a certified public accountant. He did work for Deloitte down in South Florida. There's a little technicality among people getting their CPA license there, and that is you can take your test through another state. Actually, Murphy took his test, got licensed in the state of Colorado, and that allowed him to get promoted at Deloitte. But he's right. He did do this work, and so he can say he was a CPA, not in the state of Florida, but he was a CPA and he did work as an auditor.
All right, that was one of the things that Rubio kept kind of nailing him on, was you're either lying or you did your job illegally in Florida, but that's not true, right?
Yeah, and experts in accounting had told us that it's pretty common to take your test in another state. It's the same test everywhere. It's just kind of the requirements to be able to take that test.
Next up, Rubio claims Murphy hasn't done anything in the House. Now, there's a claim here about him being the most ineffectual congressman, right?
Right. And, you know, this one has been used several times. And, you know, one thing to remember is that Murphy has been in the minority party in the House. And here Rubio was attacking him for not being able to pass anything with a Democrat as president. Now, Rubio, he was in the minority party for a few years of his term as well. But when we look at this least effective claim, this is a loaded study that one third party group had done that actually just looked at sponsored bills that Murphy had passed out of committee through 2014, so very narrow view here. And other studies have shown that Murphy has actually done about the same amount of work as a freshman member of the House in the minority party. So we need to keep that in mind.
In the same vein here, Josh, Murphy counterattacks saying Rubio has the worst voting record of any Florida senator in 50 years. Half a century, really?
Yeah, well, this is one we did put on the truth-o-meter, and, you know, we called that one mostly true because we had to go back to George Smathers, the Democrat who left office in 1969.
Who can forget him, right?
Well, right. I guess if you're a Florida resident for that long. But, you know, Rubio's absentee rate is 14.5%, and that was the highest absentee rate for voting in the Senate since Smathers, who his total rate was 23.6% when he left back in 1969.
And in Rubio's defense, he said, well, you know, I was running for president for a good portion of that time, so I have a valid note from my doctor, right?
Well, that is true that a lot of senators who run for president do have lower voting rates, but that doesn't change the fact that he still does have the highest absentee rate since 1969.
All right, moving on with our lightning round. Rubio says, I worked to address the Obamacare bailout fund. This is one of his standard stump speeches we've heard several times before. So did he really tweak the Affordable Care Act?
Well, what Rubio did actually was deal with something in the Affordable Care Act called risk corridors. And without getting into a very extensive discussion of that, that was the idea that some insurers who would lose money as they were on the exchange would adjust their premiums, and then every company would pay into a fund. So you could draw from that if you were losing money. And it was a temporary measure. merger. You know, it's due to expire next year. And experts told us it's not really right to call that a bailout fund, but Rubio did get Congress to address it and keep Health and Human Services from moving money around in their own budget to be able to cover that. So that's what that one's about. Whether or not it's a bailout fund, really, that's kind of Rubio putting his spin on it.
All right. And finally, Rubio says one of Murphy's ads says, "I want to take away reproductive rights for women." It's about the Zika crisis, right?
Right. And, you know, there is an issue with the way Rubio is saying this. Murphy's ad did not say he wanted to take reproductive rights away from women. He said that Rubio wanted to keep pregnant women who were infected with the Zika virus from being able to get an abortion. That was Rubio's personal wish. And he did express it. He said that in a Politico story in August. And actually, what Murphy had said in his ad was used in a Spanish language ad that Rubio has recently put out. And in that one, Rubio has gotten that wrong. He has said that he did not ever say this. That's not the case. We can go back and look at that story from August and see that Rubio definitely did say he would prefer women infected with Zika not be able to get an abortion if they think that their fetus is going to suffer from microcephaly of some sort. So very confusing one there.
All right. Well, Rubio did say when he was pressed by Murphy if he'll commit to serving a full term in the Senate. Well, he said, "I will, God willing." So Josh Gillen, unlike Marco Rubio, can PolitiFact Florida commit to being around for the next 6 years?
Well, we certainly would sign a pledge saying that, but it's up to the readers to decide.